You're listening to Real Relationships on JewishCoffeeHouse.com. I'm Mickey Lavenpell, marriage therapist and relationship coach.
I'm Molly Livingstone, a comedian, and for once it's not me that smells, it's actually a baby. Mickey, I gave birth early.
Wow, what a surprise.
And I think, don't sound that shocked ever. And I think we kind of wanted to dedicate this episode to growing families, how to deal with a new baby.
Yeah.
Is that because you saw me and judged me right away?
Absolutely. That's exactly why I said, Molly needs some good advice about how to deal with a new baby.
Yeah.
How to deal with this, you know.
It's only my third. Why would I know what I'm doing yet?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. You should have it down pat by now.
Yeah.
But of course you don't. Because nobody does.
She literally pooped out of her diaper. And I'm like, but this has already happened a million times. I should know better.
I should have that extra diaper. Extra, I was going to say nappy and diaper at the same time.
I need both of those. I need both of those.
Exactly.
So here's the thing, Mickey.
Yeah.
I'm going to sound like a patient who has no patience. I feel like I'm a little bit going nuts.
Oh, really?
And I don't know how.
Tell me all about that.
Yeah. It's just, I get that I'm the mom. But I also have this like image and idealism of the 50-50. Both parents help. Both parents wake up in the night. And it sometimes happens like that. But I think if I'm being honest with my hormones also, I feel like I still do most of the work. My husband said one of those lines. He said, I didn't do it today because I was working. And then what I saw was my fist going down his throat. Oh, no, not at all.
Past that.
Yeah, I was kind of like trying to punch him and get those words back in his mouth. And then like the next day he apologized. He realized, my point is Mickey, as the expert, can you help someone like me?
Well, let's just take a step back and just kind of zoom out here, okay? Whenever we have a new situation going on in a family, we have to kind of like be a little bit kind and sensitive to ourselves and just realize that new stuff is challenging. I see you taking notes.
Yeah.
While holding the baby. That's crazy. Yeah. So we have to really be gentle and realize that this is a new situation. This is really hard. You have two other kids. You have a house that has to be taken care of. You're also trying to work, which is a little bit crazy.
Yeah, well, I can't stop. I think there's a lot of people like me
who
feel like I can't just be bogged down by being a mom.
Yeah, I know. And then you get frustrated at your husband because he actually has to work because he does. And it's really quite challenging. So basically, if I were talking to someone else who wasn't you, who didn't have the baby already, what I would suggest is that they...
I wish you had.
Okay, I wish we had just had this discussion, but you had the baby a month early and I didn't have a chance to talk to you. What were you thinking? What was she thinking? Okay, so if this were a situation where you hadn't had the baby yet, I would say, look, try and think ahead about the challenges that are going to come up. Because you've done this before. You've done this two other times. You know that there's going to be challenges in terms of your roles and who's going to be in charge of what. You know you're going to be hormonal. You know you're going to say stupid things because of the hormones.
How dare you?
And tiredness. And that's why you need to be super gentle with yourself when this happens. But if you could actually think ahead as much as possible, then you'll be like prepared and ready and you'll each know that you're going to be doing and saying stupid things to each other.
I don't know, Mickey, because I feel like you can always plan ahead and then nothing works out or there's unexpected things that always come up.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. There are going to be unexpected things that are going to come up. But at least if you could have the bulk of them under wraps. Then when those other little things come up, it'll be like, okay, you know, 80 out of 100 isn't bad, or 8 out of 10 kind of thing.
I just think that if you actually thought about planning ahead, you probably just wouldn't have a baby. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, well, financially, we'll have to save this much, and then we'll need this, and oh, where, like, I just tried to clear out a closet for her just to have space.
Right.
And that in and of itself, I had 9 months to do and didn't happen.
But of course, everyone waits till the last month. But then you had the baby a month early and then that blows that whole thing out of the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. So ideally, you would have done it. But, you know, because you didn't. Okay.
You know what's funny is while you're saying this, I realized I really prepared my kids for this.
Thank God.
The planning ahead, but that like part, it was like I was actively aware of the change and how they're going to feel and their emotions and even their physical space. And we really worked on it and also explaining to my six-year-old, he will be changing diapers. For the time being, he's agreed to change just the pee-pee ones. But you're right in the sense that there was these like very thought out, planned discussions.
Great. So you
did it. For them. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I can ask you, what do you think held you back from you and Davi talking about the differences?
You know, We were like just trying to figure out what name. Like we were so excited that she was going to be a girl. And I preface that for people out there like, how dare you, that my two boys have hemophilia, so girls don't get it. So we really wanted it to be a girl just to give us like a little break.
And because he wanted a girl because he had two boys.
Yeah, I think that people also. I wanted a, like a mini me to like torture a little bit. And she's also now a Cancer. I'm a Cancer. She's a Cancer. So I can just imagine where this relationship is going. Yeah. She was born near your birthday. That's so right. It's a present for both of us. But I don't know. I think, you know, you get really busy. And I think a lot of things, as you are with someone more and more, you actually sort of sometimes talk less and less. You, in one way, know each other better. So you don't have to, like, necessarily ask something. But that can also get you in trouble. And so yeah,
you take things for granted.
Yeah. And, like, I feel like, and tell me if this is true or not, I feel like men just don't get the hormonal part as much as they see it. Oh, Scott just gave me a look.
I think they get it. They just don't want to deal with it because it's too darn scary. It is scary. Let's be honest. We're scary people when we're hormonal.
Yeah, but at the same time, what I want is my husband to get it. Meaning, in the sense that I'm being this way, I want him to be like, oh, she's, because we're recording, pooping on me, okay? Not literally. You know what I'm saying. Like, she's throwing bad things at me. She's saying mean things to me. This is what I want my husband to understand. She's saying mean things to me because she's super hormonal. It's not really my wife. She is a monster, but it's the hormones. And so, therefore, I'm going to just take it.
You want him to just overlook all the crap that you're throwing at him.
Instead of fighting me on it. And, like, he said mean things back to me.
Yeah, he's being defensive, and that's natural.
It's natural, but it's really, like, there was this one time I said, I hate when you listen to your stupid music and you blast it, and that was part of the fight, and then I went to my room like a teenager, right? And then I could hear him blasting music like a child. I was like, wow, look at this. You know what, Mickey? Instead of me, like, just talking about it from my side, I think we should have, like, another episode.
You think?
And rude. And do, like, his point of view too. I think it's really fair.
I think it's a great
idea. See, this is where I'm not hormonal. I think I'm being great. I think I'm being very fair.
You're being perfect.
Right? And he could sort of chime in. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you can have a guy perspective, which is something our producer Scott is saying all the time.
Yeah.
We need the man perspective here.
Scott literally had his head down and then he gave me like that stink eye, you know? So let's have my husband actually verbalize the stink eye on another episode. Okay. What would you, in closing of this episode, for people that, yes, are thinking about growing their family?
So basically, I would just sort of say that you have to acknowledge that newness brings challenges. As much as you both want this new baby and you know that's going to be a wonderful thing in the long run, in the short term, in the very immediate time period where the baby is born, there's going to be a lot of challenges around it because you have to negotiate all new roles. You have to negotiate how you are with each other. You have to realize there's going to be less time between the two of you.
And you're doing this while you're both very tired people.
Very, very tired people and dealing with all the other stuff that you're normally dealing with.
Right.
And so that's just something that's going to make you a little bit more crazy, both of you. And he's going to be feeling a little bit more jealous that you're going to be spending more time with her.
Right. It's true.
The baby. Whatever that is. And so he's going to feel a lot of different stuff, and he needs to be able to acknowledge that stuff to you and be able to say, to actually verbalize these things. And a lot of guys feel ashamed and guilty for feeling left out. Mm-hmm. And they don't know actually how to say that. You know, they think that it's wrong for them to say that. They think that they're like losers or whatever it is that they feel this way, but they have to actually do that, because when they can do that, it actually makes you feel closer.
Yeah.
And you'll see that. I'll do that with you guys in the next episode.
Okay. So let's wrap things up. I think that was good advice. And I would also say that while we are talking about a baby, this could also be big steps that aren't necessarily. Yeah. Like moving in together.
New big job. Planning.
Yeah. So I do think it's valuable for anything.
But the baby's really, it's the biggest one. Pretty much. Well, I guess a disease would be also pretty awful.
And I think when it's like, when it's the third one and now you're outnumbered and like you keep going and you think you've got everything down, and Scott's once again like just crumbling in a corner. These two. Well, if you want to share your pains, troubles, simchas that give you troubles, write us at realrelationships@jewishcoffeehouse.com. Thank you, Scott, for always believing in us and editing out the bad parts. Good thing that you can't see his facial expressions right now. That's the best part of radio podcasts. This has been another episode of Real Relationships on JewishCoffeeHouse.com. And of course, Mickey.
If you want to contact us, you can contact us on realrelationships@JewishCoffeeHouse.com, or you can reach me on my website, Mickey Lavinpell, MickiLavinpell.co.il.
Yeah, because you're good. Even like now. No, I'm being serious. People can hire you over the phone, and I think it's well worth it.
Oh, thank you, Molly.
And she didn't pay me to say that, although I do see the money is on the table. All right. That wraps this one up. Thanks, guys, for listening. Join us next time.
Subscribe to this and other great podcasts at JewishCoffeeHouse.com. Real Relationships is a production of JewishCoffeeHouse.com.